Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Day one of the special sitting of Parliament didn't disappoint those who have wanted the long-silenced House to be a forum for lively debate instead of just a briefing session. Now, in response to criticism that Parliament would remain a mere briefing session if it weren't allowed to debate and to vote on the emergency ordinances, the de facto law minister made the startling revelation that all six ordinances had been revoked just days earlier, thus making a vote on the matter moot, or so he claimed. Many questions were raised today, and to help us sift through them, we have Dr. Afif Bahardin. He is the deputy chairperson of the Information Bureau of Bersatu. He's also the state assemblyman for Seberang Jaya in Penang. Afif, thank you so much for joining us today. Were you surprised by Dato Sri Taqiyuddin Hassan's revelation, since you know there were no reports of this, nothing in writing to substantiate his claim?
I think I'm not that surprised with the announcement made by Dato Taqiyuddin, because I think the government, especially the cabinet and the prime minister himself, have repeatedly mentioned that this proclamation of emergency, it comes with a time limit, which is on the 1st of August. And I think what the government have clearly mentioned a few times, that the cabinet has mentioned that and the prime minister making sure that to give the assurance that this proclamation, if there is a need to call it off earlier or even on the 1st of August, that will be fulfilled by the government. So
right, but
I think that was the process.
Right, but this is not a reference to whether the emergency is extended, but to the ordinances, which we know that even when the emergency ends in August, the provisions, the ordinances that were passed during this period would continue to be enforced for 6 months after the end of the emergency. And that's really what was being debated, or at least that was what members of Parliament were asking to be able to vote on, whether to annul those specific ordinances so they did not continue to be enforceable 6 months after the emergency ends.
I mean, that's what the opposition is, and some of the majority of the lawmakers especially have asked and also have requested openly and publicly before. So I think it's not an issue that the government has announced it. I mean, it's just a matter of that the government didn't tell the opposition via phone. It's just that they announced it during the parliament debate today. So I don't find it as an issue, because that's what everybody is, especially on the opposition side, is looking for this ordinance to be taken out, and especially on the proclamation of the emergency.
Right. But, you know, we also have reports to say that there are only one of two ways emergency ordinances can be revoked, either the Agung revokes it or whether a gazette is published both houses of parliament vote to annul it. And I'm just wondering whether the procedure seems to be done correctly to you. Are you satisfied with the procedure?
I think I'm not the best person to answer, because I'm not a member of the cabinet, but I assume this procedure has taken place. Even though it was announced that in the session just now that this was discussed in the few previous cabinet meetings, and the decision has been made at the cabinet meetings. And in order for these things to be revoked, definitely you correctly have pointed it out that it has to be the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong. I assume that has been seen too by the minister and also by the cabinet and the government with the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong.
Yeah, so let's move on to other issues during the day. One was the call by the prime minister, as he gave his address, that everybody should work together. But he also left the chamber after making his speech, not taking or engaging with other lawmakers. Do you think that those optics of him leaving Parliament will hurt him or benefit him?
I think, like I said, I think last week I appeared on Awani with Dato' Jori Abdul and Hisham Bin Rais to talk about how this Parliament, this special Parliament sitting, should take place, and what is the mindset of the MPs that should go and enter the day one today. I totally agreed with Hisham Bin Rais at that time that today, most of the MPs should actually come out and be a statesman in the sense that addressing the issue, the pandemic, the issue of economy, the issue of livelihoods that we are facing today. And sad enough, as a spectator, looking at the way, it's a missed opportunity for the opposition. Because, as you know, the argument that the opposition gave is that the opposition should be the check and balance in this period of pandemic towards the government. And I think they have missed that opportunity when each time the minister, even the prime minister, wanted to address the issues and things, point of order has been being fleshed out multiple times. And I think it's just rude, disruptive and madness from the opposition today. Because to me, like I said earlier, this parliament should be used as a platform for both sides, either for the opposition and also for the government. For the government to explain and also for the opposition to actually ask difficult and tough questions.
But how did it help that the Prime Minister left the chamber? My question is, how did it help that the Prime Minister left the chamber?
So from my understanding, today the topic that has been presented by the Prime Minister, which is the Plan Pemulihan Negara or the Recovery Plan, is actually, even though it's chaired by the Prime Minister, but the coordinating minister for this particular Plan Pemulihan Negara is Tengku Zafrul. So Yang Berhormat Dato' Sri Tengku Zafrul, as not only as a finance minister, but he is also the coordinating minister for this particular recovery plan. So I think it is normal practice in certain in any parliamentary discussion, even at the state assembly level, where as if you look at the standing order, all the ministers are answering questions on behalf of the prime minister or even of the chief minister. So I think this is not something of a big issue. I mean, probably the opposition were upset that they're unable to interrupt and also disrupt the prime minister answer in the evening. That's why they came out and said that those things.
Okay, I take your point, Afif, that the situation in the chamber was somewhat madness today. But I'm just wondering, based on the tone of what we saw on day one of this five-day parliamentary sitting, is there likely to be bipartisanship going forward?
No, that's what I hope for. I mean, I'm an opposition, Melissa, in Penang. And I mean, I've been working quite closely with some of the state exos and even the chief minister, especially in handling the issue of pandemic and COVID. And I think the few past sittings that I've seen in Penang, I've used it as a platform for me to ask real questions and also to propose ideas and ways to actually handle COVID in Penang specifically. And I hope that happens also in the parliament. Because I think this is a time where the people, especially even me as a spectator to the parliament, who would like to see a constructive a decision that can be approached and also be achieved by both sides of the aisle. Because I think this is we are facing a war. So this is the best time for everyone to come together and fight the actual enemy, which is the virus, who actually can infect anyone. So I think this is where I reiterated my points earlier, that to me, this parliament session, this special sitting, should be the best platform to really discuss on COVID and on all the matters that it involves with the issue of economic recovery, the issue of protecting life and also protecting the livelihood of the people. And I think the people out there are upset. A majority are upset that they are unable to hear and listen to what the ministers are trying to explain and also what the government trying to explain. And they are also upset because the opposition did not raise serious and tough questions and be able for them to answer some of the grouses and also the expectation that they have outside.
Thank you so much. That was Dr. Afif Fahardin Bersatu's Information Bureau Deputy Chairperson. We're going to take a quick break here and consider this, but stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.